K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
Inspirations Paint Grovedale by the football president of the Bell Park Dragons and now GFNL life member. First time we've spoken to him since becoming a life member of the league at last year's AGM. Brett Campilli, hello Piggy.
I'm well, King. How are you?
Congratulations, firstly, on your life membership. I know it was 9 months ago that you were inducted as a life member, but just talk to us about that honour for your contribution to not only here at Hamlin Park, but also to the GFNL as a whole.
Yeah, very, very humbled by it, Kingy. Obviously, you don't do footy for those sort of things, but to be recognised for your contribution to the club was, yeah, it was, as I said, very, very humbling. Shocked, really, when it was announced, but very grateful, very humbled, and, as I said, you don't do it for these sort of recognitions, but to get it from your peers was, it was a great honour, great honour.
Colac have got Seb Ross and Jason Armistead. St Joey's have got Ron Watt. Newtown Chewell have got Steve Johnson. Leopold's had Buddha Hocking. There's been some high-profile coaches in this competition. You might have the best low-profile coach going around. He's a wonderful mentor. He doesn't look for media. He probably doesn't, you know, appear as often as the names I've mentioned in the media, but you're on a winner there, and obviously that's why you've locked him away for a couple more years.
Yeah, no, very lucky with James. Obviously, the early on story of getting him was quite a bit to get him over the line with his young family. And we've had him here for 3 years. He's just really invested, a great developer of the young players. Just keeps having very level and just wants to keep improving all the time. Great rapport with the players, and for him to sign on for 2 more years was a credit to the club that he wanted to coach us. And again, great for James for wanting to coach us again. So we couldn't be happier. Still a work in progress. It's a bit of a cliche, but we're still a work in progress, and we're really happy with James, and we're grateful he's happy with us.
Great contact book he's got. Obviously, you know, he's got a little channel into the northeast of the state from being a Benalla boy, but coaching at Lavington, time in the VFL, but also played at Torquay as well. So he can work those phones if you're looking just to fill holes on your list going forward.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. Oh, that is true. I mean, he's really big on developing what we've got and wanting to give these guys opportunity first. And obviously, every club's out there trying to improve their list, and he has got quite a wide network. So I'm sure he's networking all the contacts he's got. But as I said, he's a great worker with the guys he's got here at the moment.
The work in progress, Piggy, is that you winning games against clubs like St Mary's, but you're losing some games, or you've lost some games to some teams that you probably should have beaten, you know, over the last, not just 12 months, but the last 2 years. In terms of getting, I suppose, closer between your best and your worst, is that what the coaching staff and the players are working with?
Yeah, I think it's just the growth thing, isn't it? When you've got a, everyone throws out the young list sort of cliche, but when you have got a young list, you're going to get a little bit of inconsistency. So it's all about developing consistency, being able to play in big games, and also be able to put away the games that you should as well. So it's all a part of the process, I suppose. Yeah.
There also seems to be less of a, what I would say, a VFL feel about the club now. There's more of as that investment in the young players. I think I've seen a few clubs with ins and outs, and it's tough sometimes to get some continuity in the team.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the VFL boys we had this year were sort of three of our homegrown ones, with Kobe George and obviously Jack and Hamish were our homegrown ones. But I suppose going back over the journey, we were sort of paddling around the, you know, seventh, eighth spot, and so we had to sort of inject some new players into the club. And if we heard of some players coming down to play VFL footy, well, obviously we had to try and tap into that. But in a perfect world, I mean, yeah, you'd like to sort of use your homegrown. If you can top up with a couple, you can't have too many, that's for sure.
Inspirations Paint Grovedale, speaking with Bell Park Footy President Brett Campilli on Carrick Footy, his former Dragon star, Rowan McSparran.
Well, I don't know about that term, mate.
Piggy, oh, please.
Piggy was...
you told Kingy to say that, right?
Yeah, well, that's why I got the free food at KFC.
I can clarify that, guys. 2 times team of the decade. I can clarify that for you, Rowan.
Absolutely.
I did the whole field, so that was about it.
Star.
Obviously, you've been involved for a long time, Pig. What's the future hold for you, mate?
Future's interesting, Ro. Yeah, it's been a long journey, and the club's growing so much in the last few years. I was just speaking to a couple of good friends, and about like sort of 10 years ago when I first sort of jumped into this side of things, that most clubs were, the presidents and leaders of the club were ex-footy guys, just ex-footballers helping out their club and doing the best they can to keep their club working. And as I sort of explained to Akron, my skill set's probably a little behind what's required now to be a president of a big organisation like this. So, yeah, my time's come to probably still be around the place, but as far as, I suppose, title is just to go back and just be a part of the footy club and and let people with probably a bigger skill set than me sort of take over, mate, and keep up with the ever-increasing demands of the football presidents.
Football clubs have gone from being, as you said, when we were back involved, just a football club where you come along. Now they're a small business that are ticking over substantial sums of money. It's a ever-changing beast at local football clubs,
for sure.
Especially at this level.
Yeah, it just keeps growing, Ro. It just keeps growing year after year in the demands, and the bar gets lifted every year. So if you want to compete, and I think the biggest thing is geographically, and where we are, we have to keep, yeah, I suppose keep it lifting the bar, because if you don't, the bottom four or five clubs now, they all work as hard as we do. They all work really hard, and they're great clubs, but it's just so hard to get yourself up. So you've just got to keep on the game and in front of the game if you want to be viable. Yeah.
So how's the, I know the funding fiasco that we had the last 12 months. When's the development looking to kick off?
Yeah, I'm just looking out the window here. I can't see any excavators running out the back there, mate, so it hasn't kicked off yet. But they do promise us that there will be some dirt moved this year. So, I don't know, it's a couple of blokes on the shovel throwing a bit of dirt around, but they promise us that there'll be...
Probably one thing you haven't done, mate, is to grab a shovel and start digging.
Well, I reckon there'll be something happening this year, and so it still talks. The guys at the club have done a great job. I mean, it's not my sort of field of expertise, but they've worked really hard, continually worked really hard, and they have been promised that we will see some sort of growth shortly. So let's keep our eyes on that. See how we go.
What does that facility include?
Well, it's virtually it's between the netball courts and the rear oval, just building a multi-sex sort of change rooms, I suppose, with the front of it facing netball and the other side facing the other oval. So we've got some change rooms for the women, for the netball, and also for the female football, and also some more change rooms for the junior footy, so that they can be coming out on the back oval.
Bit similar to what Leopold have built over on their back oval?
Yeah, we're hoping so. Again, with the grant, I mean, how far does it stretch? I mean, I think the biggest thing lacking from here is our facilities for the women, for women's footy and for netballers. There just is nowhere for them to get changed or... Mm. So I think priority would be for that. And if they can make it a multi-purpose thing where we've got some access for some juniors to use change rooms too, that'd be great.
The ground's in great nick. Now, I was talking to Lockie Patton earlier, and he said the fact there's lights now on the back oval has taken a little bit of the traffic off the High Sushi Oval and put it onto the back oval, which has seen this probably as good as it's ever been in August.
Yeah, probably, King. And I think we've been a bit lucky with our home game fixturing with the weather. I think if you get one mid-season, it's a real wet day, your centre digs up and you've got it for the rest of the year. Mm. Where I think the home games we've played this year, and actually we haven't had a lot of use because we've got three of our last four at home, so we have been away quite a bit in the first part of the season, so the traffic hasn't been as heavy as previous years.
What's going on with that scoreboard?
Well, that's
it's near at the end of its useful life, isn't it?
Scoreboard, well, the word is there will be a new one within the next fortnight.
Oh, good.
So it's been working on that for a couple of years. And the whispers are that will be. It was the first of its kind, King, that one up there. It was the first electronic scoreboard in Geelong.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so it's about past its use by date.
It's been here a while.
And I think, things are on the move to get that upgraded.
It's fair to say that we might be, well, depending on how everything results for, we might be here in round 18 to see that potentially.
Well, I might let somebody out of the bag there. I probably shouldn't have said that, but talks are in place to get that to get that replaced.
I don't know. Can't backtrack now.
Any pressure on our sponsors or our committee, but yeah, the word is that it's not too far away.
You've been, as we touched on, around local footy for a heck of a long time. Obviously, Bell Park's been your club, but obviously you've done other stuff around the region. But what do you make of the situation where we are at the moment with North Shore and the inequity with the probably the bottom third of the ladder? You could have to say St Albans certainly improved. Grovedale nearly took the points off you out there, but we've still got issues with Lara and North Shore. Do you feel North Shore's few? I know it's for them to say, but as an external, do they need to be somewhere else, or are you happy for them to try and continue to be a GFNL member?
Yeah, look, it's a tough conversation, and it is for a lot of people who are involved with a lot of people from North Shore over the journey. I mean, there's some great people, and as I mentioned earlier, every club works really hard, you know, and you really feel for those guys, the situation they're in now, but for their longevity and their viability, they probably need to look at an alternative. An alternative place. I mean, obviously they're working really hard to find out what best suits them. So, look, it's a tough gig, and I mentioned before about being viable in this area. I mean, you've just got to keep yourself viable because, I mean, the next one could be any one of us, you know. So, look, it's really hard. Isn't it? 12-team competition. It's a compromised draw. It's a tough situation. I mean, in an ideal world, a 10-team competition for a premier competition would be ideal. How that looks like, it's a tough one. tough one.
Piggy, well done on everything you've given. And if this is the last time we talk to you in your role with Bell Park, appreciate your support over our time broadcasting GFNL. We had Lynchy in there for a little while helping us out, and your role's been fantastic as well. And we'll hopefully be seeing you at West Oval come September. Destiny's in your own hands right now.
Yeah, fingers crossed. It's a good position to be in, isn't it? I wouldn't have thought so probably 6 weeks ago, but I suppose big wins over Newtown and St Mary's. We're beating some challenges, and today's massive, I suppose, isn't it? I mean, Cole, I can go to top, or we can slip into a five and have one foot in the door, can't we? So, no, all exciting. And thanks for you guys.
No, we appreciate it. We wish you the best of luck, and enjoy the game this afternoon. Should be a cracker.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.